From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. A U.S.-backed operation by Somali Special Forces has freed 32 children who were kidnapped by the militant group Al-Shabaab. The Somali Information Minister said Friday that Somali forces rescued the children from a school in the Middle Shebel region. A resident there told VOA that soldiers transported by helicopters raided the school overnight in Jemay Jilay village, where the militants were training the children to become fighters. There's been no comment from the U.S. military, but use of the helicopters in the raid indicates U.S. involvement. African ambassadors at the United Nations have met with Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., about the reports that U.S. President Donald Trump used profanity to refer to African nations. Anatole Ndongba, the Equatorial Guinea's U.N. ambassador and head of the U.N.'s 54-nation Africa group, said that Haley regretted the fallout from the comments. Last week, the group said in a statement that Trump's remarks were, quote, outrageous, racist, and xenophobic. The group demanded an apology and retraction. Mr. Trump has denied using any specific vulgarity, but said the language used was tough. U.S. senators adjourned late Thursday without voting on a bill to keep the government running beyond today. The Senate has resumed debate at this hour, just hours before the deadline looms. Pope Francis has accused victims of a pedophile priest in Chile of slandering a bishop who they say protected the perpetrator. The Pope's remarks undermined his efforts to rehabilitate the Catholic Church's reputation in South America. This is VOA. Hundreds of journalists and media groups held a protest Friday to condemn the Philippine government's series of attacks against press freedom. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The Securities and Exchange Commission declared that online news outlet Rappler violated the constitutional prohibition on foreign ownership and control of mass media companies. The National Union of Journalists of the Philippines expressed outrage over the ruling and called on Filipino journalists to unite and resist every and all attempts to silence them. Columnist Tonio Cruz.
I want to send a message to the public that journalists and media workers are not afraid to do their jobs in the face of what's happening with Rappler and the other threats coming from the Duterte administration.
Rappler said it would fight the ruling in the courts and continue to operate. The Duterte administration denied it was curtailing freedom of the press. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Political turmoil in English-speaking parts of Cameroon is creating a refugee crisis in neighboring Nigeria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UNHCR has registered more than 10,000 refugees since they began fleeing English-speaking parts of Cameroon for eastern Nigeria's Cross River State in early October. It reports about 80% of the refugees are women and children. As the number of people fleeing Cameroon grows, so do the risks to their welfare, says the UNHCR. The UNHCR is working with Nigerian authorities to reunite separated children with their parents. Most of the families are headed by women whom he notes are vulnerable to exploitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence leaves today on a trip to the Middle East. He's the first senior administration official to visit the region since President Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, a move widely criticized by many world leaders. Pence's four-day trip begins with stops in Egypt and Jordan before continuing to Israel. He is not expected to meet with Palestinian leaders. U.S. authorities in New Mexico are investigating a helicopter crash which killed senior Zimbabwe opposition leader Roy Bennett, his wife, and three others. The 60-year-old Bennett was an activist for causes helping the poor and a fierce opponent of longtime President Robert Mugabe. It is unclear what Bennett was doing in New Mexico. And a driver plowed into the crowded boardwalk along Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Thursday, injuring at least 15 people. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.